Amen. So, the theme of our service this morning has all been about grace in obedience, but grace in obedience in the things that are impossible, or at least seem impossible. So I thought I'd carry on the theme and say that for my next trick, I am now going to cut a hole in this piece of paper and pass through it. Does that seem impossible to you? No. Who thinks that I am not going to be able to cut a hole big enough in order to get myself through this? Or small enough, as the case may be. Do you think I can make a hole through this? God, you lot are really hard work this morning. Let's try. Put your hands up if you think that I can make a hole in this and pass through this paper. Okay, put your hands up if you think that that is impossible. Right, we're going to find out whether who's right and who's wrong. So whilst I'm doing this, you might need to just talk amongst yourselves. Oh dear. Some of you are now thinking it must be possible, otherwise he possibly wouldn't have asked us to vote on this. Some of you are thinking maybe this is a good Christmas afternoon trick. I really hope this is going to work. Oh dear, it's not that bad. Right, here we go. Oh. Now, I have to say, I did try this at home last week, and I was too fat to get through the hole. So I'm just hoping it's going to work. Here we go. One piece of paper. One piece of paper, one hole. I did get through it without breaking it. Well, Christmas is all about God delivering on the impossible. In the Christmas story, at least two things that were impossible happened to two particular people. One of them was called Zechariah the priest, and the other was called a young girl called Mary. I need a couple of volunteers. I need an older gentleman and a younger girl. Evie, you come stand out here. And I need an older gentleman, Adrian. You don't have to do anything. You'll be glad to hear. So that we've got Adrian over here. He's going to symbolise Zechariah in the story. I was going to say, he was an old man. Sorry, Adrian. And his wife was past childbearing years. They were a childless couple. Evie over here is going to represent Mary in the story. She was a young girl and she was unmarried. You will remember in the story that an angel appeared to Zechariah and he said that you and your wife were going to have a child. When Zechariah heard those words, when he was performing his priestly duties in the temple, and the angel Gabriel said, "Your wife will give birth and have a child," he was completely disbelieving. He said, "I am old and my wife is past childbearing years. That's impossible." Well, he didn't actually say that in the text, but he was saying, "How can that be? I don't believe that that is possible." And as a result of that, Zechariah was then struck dumb. and was unable to speak. In the story that we heard today, the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary. She was a young girl and she was unmarried. And Gabriel said to her that she was going to have a child. And she said, "How can this be? I am not married." And Gabriel said to her, "This child is going to come about because the power of the Lord is going to come upon you. So you will have a child that is unconnected to any other human being. It's through the power of God." And instead of Mary saying, "I don't believe you, this is impossible," instead she said, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it happen to me as you have said." We had the elderly priest who had a word from God that he felt was impossible to believe, and he didn't, and he was struck dumb. And we have a young girl who was unmarried, and when the angel Gabriel told her that she would have a child only through the power of God coming upon her, she said, "Okay, let it be to me as you have said." She believed the impossible, but Zechariah the priest was unable to. You two can go and sit down. Thank you. As we conclude this little bit of my talk, I want to ask you the question. I wonder how you might have responded if you had been Zechariah the priest, an old man who had served God faithfully with an elderly wife, and an angel appeared and said, "Your wife will have a child." Would you have believed? Would you have trusted God's word to you? Or what if you were Mary? I wonder how you might have responded to an angel appearing to you and saying, "You are going to give birth to a child that is going to come about supernaturally by the power of God being upon you." How would you have responded to God's word to you? When God speaks to you today, how do you respond? Are you more likely to be like Zechariah, one that doubts or is unable to believe the impossible? Or will you be like Mary, who is simple and trusting? Are you willing to believe the words that God speaks to you, even through, at times, they may well seem impossible? I wonder, how big is your God? Do you believe in a God of the impossible? It's what our Christmas story is all about. A God of the impossible. Should we just pause for a moment or two and just allow that kind of challenge to just rest in your heart? Do you believe in a God of the impossible? How big is the God that you believe in, that you love, that you trust, that you seek to follow, that you seek to serve? We're going to move to a time of confession where we recognize our need of God's and